The U.S. pork industry grabs some key market share in Japan. Up next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. The U.S. Meat Export Federation, with help from the National Pork Board and the U.S. Department of Agriculture, picked up some recent market wins in Japan. USMEF's president and CEO, Dan Hallstrom.
A chain by the name of Caracalla has traditionally been using Mexico pork picnic as their protein source for their ramen noodle dishes. And we've gone in and positioned a U.S. pork cushion meat, which is actually the heart of that picnic, the most tender part. Effective in May of this year, we'll see 100% switch from Mexican picnics to U.S. cushion meat. And the usage rate is about 1,000 metric tons per year. So this is very significant in terms of a volume shift.
Hallstrom says another Japanese chain with 250 ramen restaurants is opting to replace a European source with a U.S. pork product called false lean.
This is really a good example of adding value, as false lean typically would go into trimmings or into some sort of lower value further processing. And the fact that we have positioned it into the center of the plate, so to speak, in food service, we're really excited about that.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.